Are you ready for any potential blowback that comes from this election that pours into the streets, either which way it goes? Well, it looks like the government has been preparing for this. And as I recall, back when Trump went against Hillary, this wasn't happening. They weren't boarding up like this. They weren't going to this extreme thinking that chaos was going to happen. Now, chaos happens in D.C. I've been there front line. I've filmed it. But it's almost always these groups that are connected to paid protesters and agitators that always tracks back to George Soros and the minions. This time, I expect to be no different. If Trump gets in there, you're talking about a huge staged event. You're talking about everything they got to throw at it. They're going to try to throw at it. And when these people are being paid to do this, it gives them a license to just cause chaos, and they think they're going to get away with all of it. And they do most of the time when backed by these people. Now, if they give you Kamala, I'm not so sure that all the people that just sat there and did nothing last time are going to do that again. Trump said, this is it. He's not running 4 more years from now. There's nothing to wait on or anything from there. And there's just all these different theatrics that can happen here with the election. Kamala can sit there and say, I'm not going to sign this and push this through. She's the vice president. It's her job to certify the election, just like it was Pence's. And everyone called Pence a Judas because of what he did. Okay, she could just say, nope, we're not doing it. We're citing Article 3 of the 14th Amendment. And in that, we're saying that he is an insurrectionist. And because of that, he doesn't get the votes. And it weighs big here on what happens with the House of Representatives. And if they can push this through and try to pin Trump to the floor. If he wins, they're definitely going to go after him here on this world stage with the law, try to put him in jail, do all these things, no doubt. And I almost think that the stage is set for it. It seems that this time, tons of people are coming out on that side of this in support of Trump. And it looks very dismal on the other side. So either way it goes here, they're expecting some blowback. Will the Trumpers start burning places down and all that stuff if they give you Kamala? I would think not. I would think that you're going to see something different, something that's actually original. And you're going to see things happen that you've never seen before because people are at the end of the rope. And that's it. You're just going to see things go into motion, and it may just get other people watching to get up off their ass when they see true patriots making moves out there. But that's a whole different situation. You just never know. Everybody's always waiting for the white knight to come save the day. Well, you have got to be the change you seek. Ain't no one coming to the rescue. We ain't got no allies. And the stage is set for chaos, it seems, either way it goes. I just think that if they give you Trump, there's going to be less of it. We didn't see it last time. The majority of the people were satisfied. It's only the paid agitators that are out there causing a problem. So if they give you Trump and you see them lighting buildings on fire, it's the same old, same old. It really is. It was in a day or two to be done. The city had to pay for the damage. And they know who did it. They know it all tracks back to Soros and these goons. They know it. So they just write it all off. But, telling you, if they give you Trump, which is highly likely in my book, they can unleash waves of chaos. It almost seems like that's the plan. And do they really got to be all paid protesters at this point? Or could they possibly be some of these millions of migrants they've brought in here for some reason? What about them Chinese? Just wait till they come out the bushes. Just wait till they all make their move. We're in a war, folks. We are in a war. Do not forget it. I wish you well out there in the streets or wherever you're at. We've got big events coming at us. I'm talking economic. They're going to freeze things up. All cards are on the table. Join me for the live streams where I talk about it in greater detail. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here. Stay sharp, y'all. Just about that time.